But we continue our Oscars review. We understand that Ed Carter's Sports Hotline is very Oscars intensive this morning, so we thought we would give it a call. This is the old dial-up sports line that he still runs.
He's so cheap.
He's somewhere deep in East Texas.
With your Hollywood break on Monday, Feb 10, year of our Lord, 2020, of Ed Carter. Well, as usual at this time of the year, I want to talk about the 96th or 98th annual Academy Awards held in the City of Angels last night at the theater from Tinseltown, with all the stars from the current crop of nominated films and movies from some of the top directors and actresses from a town sometimes called La La Land in Southern California on the biggest night of the year for an industry known for making movie magic at the movies.
Man, what? You pared that down
a sentence.
If you know me, you know there is two things I love more than anything else in the world. John Deere Green on a 150-horse tractor and fashion.
What?
And what better way to see the current trends in sartorial splendor than tuning into the Oscars to see which actresses look like $1 million and which ones look like 200 pounds of silly putty stuffed into a sausage case. I felt that old gal who sang that song was in the latter category.
Old gal.
But the one that looked good to me was that old Sigourney Weaver. Sigourney Weaver proves that you can be 80 years old and still make an old man like me stay off the blue pill.
God, I don't think she's 80.
In general, in this broadcast from the Tinseltown, I found myself disappointed. A few things I noticed about this year. Keanu Reeves' beard is patchier than an orphan's winter coat. He needs to do something about that thing. Why not look into getting a beard toupee?
Interesting.
Hell, grab that thing off of Elton John's head and use it for a beard, why don't you?
Not match.
I thought that old gal from Katie who played that drunk from Wizard of Oz did a good job. I'm glad she won an Academy Award. It's good to see an old gal from Texas bring another one of Oscar's gold trophy men back to the great Lone Star State.
Barely reading.
She joins Sissy Spastic and Joan Crawdad as being the only gals from the old Tejas to win a gold man. I was very disappointed that in memorial segment, they started off by showing that sorry Kobe Bryant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Didn't like Kobe.
Kobe, who was in Hollywood for all of about 2 minutes, just long enough to record a VO and then collect an award, didn't deserve to be in that in memorial.
Oh, man.
Hey, Kobe, why'd you buy that big diamond ring again?
Oh, man. Hope Snoop doesn't hear this.
Now, I know Snoop Dogg's going to be mad at me for asking that, but, and I never thought I'd say this, I stand with Gail King.
Very weird alliance.
And why they honored that idiot Kirk Douglas is beyond me, too.
Idiot?
Wow.
He was an overactor with a butt chin.
Reduction?
If that all is all it takes to be one of Hollywood's leading men, let me give it a shot with my patented catchphrase that always busts up my family at family get-togethers.
I wonder what that
See
is.
If I win an Academy Award. Here we go. I am Farticus.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix is about the weirdest person who ever walked Jesus' Republican earth. Joaquin spent his time ragging on farmers for doing the arousing and necessary work of artificially inseminating our cows. Hey, Joaquin, why don't you come on down here to East Texas and judge me to my face when I'm about elbow deep in some old heifer? And I'll also show you how I artificially inseminate cows.
Oh,
And finally, whose idea was it to trot Hanoi Jane out there to present a big award?
Here we go.
As soon as she came out there, I knew exactly who was going to win Best Picture.
Okay.
She'll support an Asian over an American any day.
Okay.
And I'll never forgive her for manning that anti-aircraft gun there with all them Chinese people around her.
God.
Our boys was losing their lives.
Yeah, okay.
Oscar should have loaded Hanoi Jane into a cannon and shot her across that theater until she knocked a toupee off that limey fruit basket Elton John.
Okay, Jerry, we may have to hang up soon.
We have to lower it down here.
Overall, I give the Oscars 3 John Deere's up. And 1 Kubota sideways.
Oh, guess he liked it. Oh, there he is, Ed Carter. The opinions are his own. 8:49 on the ticket.